Blog Talk Radio.
Like the folks you meet on, like to plant my feet on the Brooklyn Bridge. What a lovely view from heaven looks at you from the Brooklyn Bridge. I love to listen to the wind through her strings, the song that she sings for the town. I love to look up at the clouds in her hair. She's learned to wear like a crown. If you've been a rover, journey's end lies over the Brooklyn Bridge. Don't let no one tell you I've been trying to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. All the folks in Manhattan are sad, 'cause they look at her and wish they had the good old Brooklyn Bridge. If you've been a rover, journey's end lies over the Brooklyn Bridge. Don't let no one tell you that I've been trying to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. You'll miss her most when you roam, 'cause you'll think of her and think of home, the good old Brooklyn.
Hi, this is Howe's New York with Brooklyn real estate attorney Robert Howe. Tonight we're welcoming Annette Fisher to the show to discuss rehab loans. Stay tuned for Bob.
Like the folks you meet on, like to plant my feet on the Brooklyn Bridge. What a lovely view from heaven looks at you from the Brooklyn Bridge. I love to listen to the wind through her strings, the song that she sings for the town. I love to look up at the clouds in her hair.
Welcome, everyone, to Howe's New York. I'm your host again, Robert Howe, and we're talking about a multitude of topics, including real estate, community, politics, and any hot topics of the day. We're broadcasting from an undisclosed location in Brooklyn, New York, to a potential audience stretching from Longyearbyen, Norway, to Ushuaia, Tierra del Fuego, thanks to the power of Blog Talk Radio. I'm here with my executive producer, Jason Versace of Rising Tide Marketing. Tonight we have as a guest Annette Fisher. Annette Fisher is a certified senior advisor and a loan originator dealing with reverse mortgages and renovation loans. And we're going to be talking about the topic of rehab or renovation loans and what they are, how you get them, and who can get them. And welcome, Annette, to our show. I think we just dropped Annette, but in a moment we're going to get her back. And, you know, these type of loans are of interest to anybody who wants to get a so-called handyman special. And I'm not a handyman, but or a handy woman, and if you're not, a renovation loan is what you need to hire the right people to, get you that property and allow you to renovate it and make it the house of your dreams. And I think we have Annette back on the line. We have you, Annette.
Hello, can you hear me, Bob?
Yes, we got you. Great. How are you doing today, Annette?
Oh, good. I'm doing well, thank you. I'm
good,
sorry
good,
I had... All right.
You had a little communication problem, but we got you back on the line.
Okay, good.
So Annette, we introduced you as a certified senior advisor, a loan originator. You've dealt with reverse mortgages, and today we're going to talk about something you also deal with, rehab loans. And why don't you tell us a little bit about what a rehab loan is or does?
Okay, so basically the rehab, which is the 203K that we're speaking about, is a FHA product, and that's the Federal Housing Administration, and we act as brokers in the transaction, and it allows a person to be able to do an awful lot of repairs, whether they already own the home or they're purchasing the home as their primary residence. And that's kind of a quick 60 seconds. Do you want me to go further now, or...
Well, we're going to get into it. I'm wondering, Annette, if these rehab loans or 203K loans, as you say, are they limited to types of neighborhoods, socioeconomic type of neighborhoods, or could it be any house, even if it's in the best of neighborhoods, that needs some renovation, some rehab?
Okay, it could be the best of neighborhoods and the worst of neighborhoods, as long as the numbers make sense to the bank and or the lender. So what they do is they go in and they look at what the value of the property is when the person purchases it. And to get to the quick of it is that they finance based upon what the future appraised value will be once those modifications have been made.
And so it sounds like this could also be a house that's really not in need of a lot of repairs, but some repairs, some cosmetic stuff, so long as the bank says, you know, the house in its current condition is worth $300, and maybe after you do your work, it could be $400. So we're willing to lend you, you know, on that prospect. Is that essentially what could be happening with a house that's really not in a bad state of repair?
Exactly. And the beauty is that they will allow a person to put down as little as 3.5%. Whereas on a traditional conventional loan, a person is putting down maybe 20%. There are products out there now, of course, where they could put down less, but they could put down very little. So they're really able to leverage their money. Just to tell you a quick little story, I had someone come to me who bought a house for $400,000. And the house had been hit by Hurricane Sandy, but it did have some new electric in the basement. They had new water heater, et cetera, stuff. But they were missing things that are important, like porches. So a traditional loan or conventional loan wouldn't have worked because there's a situation there that a bank is or a lender is not allowed to be indifferent to the fact that someone could open the rear door of the house and fall 20 feet to their death. And just finance
yes.
it. It has to get remedied. And on a conventional loan, they don't allow for those kinds of renovations or modifications to be done. So with this type of a product, we were actually able to get the loan closed. Not only did he was originally going to put down 20%, but then I said, listen, save that money. Go buy an investment property now if your, you know, income ratios and all work. And so he's really able to leverage his money out. And a lot of areas in New York City are appreciating pretty quickly lately, and so it really gave him the opportunity kind of to use someone else's money and be able to make an investment, or for some people just to stay liquid. You know, a lot of people put down 20% and then they closing costs, so by the time you're done, you know, we're at 25%, and then maybe they don't have a whole lot of money left. So, you know, the bank might be looking, you know, depending on the lender, you know, for you to have 6 months or whatever on a conventional loan. But, you know, what if you lose your job and now you put down 20% on a house that cost you $500,000 plus another $100,000 plus in repairs? You had to come up with $200,000. You lose your job, right? And you only have 6 months of payments in the bank, and you don't have enough to make your payments. Now you're going to lose your house, be in foreclosure, and lose $200,000. The other way you stay liquid, you know, and an individual like a business, you fail when you're not, you don't have good cash flow. So it helps.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. That's a good strategy. You know, if you're going to do some renovation and not get in over your head, as you point out, the closing costs, the renovation costs, you know, all of a sudden you have a lot of money into a project, and if something happens and you really get stuck and really are setting yourself up for, you know, a pretty big loss. You know, Sandy is something that happened to an awful lot of people in the New York City metropolitan area. Did this product, did you see a lot of people going for this product after?
Well, they were going, I'm sorry. They were going for this product, and there was a special product that was out for about a year, which was also through FHA, which was specific to storm-damaged houses. But this product would also work, the 203K. And, you know, the good thing about this is it allows a person to also, if they had to do work on the foundation of a house, they could do that. They could incorporate 6 months into a payment. So for people who were dealing with a Sandy situation, now we're not even talking about a purchase. So you couldn't live in the house. You already lived there. You had to get out. So if you had to get out and live somewhere else, now you had to pay a rent somewhere, and you still would have had to continue to pay your mortgage payments because the lender doesn't care on a regular mortgage if you can make the payments. On this kind of a mortgage, you could actually finance in 6 months of mortgage payments. So, yes, it's more money being financed. In the end, you know, you're paying a little more interest over time and everything. But, again, it gives you that liquidity for someone who maybe, you know, didn't have all the money and had moving expenses, having to move out and move back. You know, kind of sometimes every little dime helps. A lot of people don't have a lot of extra cash for the emergency.
And just distinguish, Annette, for a moment, a construction-type loan versus this 203K loan. Are they similar or dissimilar?
Well, there may a construction loan is usually construction from the ground up. So a 203K, in that simple, might think of it as a construction loan. It's not a construction loan. When people are getting a construction loan, you know, you have to find a particular lender who might have that product, and usually you're getting, sometimes it could be a loan on the land, and depending on how the particular lender is doing their particular product, it could be a loan on the land, and then it could be an additional loan when the house is built and payments being released over time, etc. They're similar but not the same. It's two totally different purchases. This is not for, like, new construction, whereas usually when someone's referring as a loan originator or a lender to a construction loan, they're talking about construction from the ground up.
And have you ever seen instances, you know, banks since the financial crisis, and even been a little before, they like to lend to perfect homes. As you point out, they don't want doors that don't have balconies, stairs that don't have handrails, cracks in foundations. And have you ever had a situation where a 203K lender would say, this is a horrible house, we don't know how it could ever be rehabbed, and we're not going to make the loan? I mean, could that be really
right.
Bad properties
well,
that the bank takes to pass on?
I suppose not so much for the need of the property, but the question becomes the amount of funds necessary to do a particular repair. So there's a lot of steps when someone is doing one of these 203K loans, and that is that not only do they have to hire an architect and get drawings done, but they also have to hire what's called a HUD consultant, HUD being Housing and Urban Development. They have to go for a counseling session through HUD, and they also have to have this HUD consultant who comes in, and he or she will also spec out the job and then compare the cost to the cost that the contractor is estimating. And a buyer or someone using this as a refinance product cannot be their own general contractor, and they can't use multiple contractors. So they have to hire one company that's responsible for doing the work. And then there's a plan that is laid out, item one, item two, item three, and the plan must be followed. And hello?
We're here.
And then, okay, and then money is released according to that plan being met. So the contractor has to agree to be paid by that method. So this is almost, in my eyes, like an insurance policy to a degree for the person making the purchase, because I've heard such horror stories where people have gone out, hired contractors to do work. The work either doesn't happen, they just disappear, or it doesn't happen up to snuff. And with this kind of a program, the contractor and any of their subcontractors would have to, you know, definitely get permits. And not only get permits, but the misconception of the public is that my contractor got a permit, so everything's okay. And you and I both know that that in and of itself doesn't make it all okay. After work is done, either you have a contractor who could self-certify that the work was properly done, or a building inspector from the building department is going to go in, check everything, and then sign off that the work was properly done. So I've actually had cases on different loans where I went back to do loans for people and they pulled permits and they were never inspected, and they then ended up with a violation for not having the work inspected. So it's,
yes,
it's kind of like an insurance policy.
Yes. No, it helps protect the homeowner. It limits
right.
their exposure
right.
vis-a-vis the contractor.
Right.
Now, you mentioned FHA. What's the importance of FHA, and are there similar loans that are not FHA?
It's hard to say what different lenders might have different products. As far as doing a renovation of this magnitude, my feeling is that the FHA is a good product because of all of the counseling and everything and the protections that come with it, as opposed to a lender who might have a program. Like years ago when I was at Wells Fargo, they did have a construction product with some similar guidelines, but you couldn't get away with putting down as little as you could with this, and you also were not able to finance in mortgage payments. So, you know, everything is relative to the particular person who's doing, the borrower who's doing that financing, because everybody's situation is a little bit different. I try to tell people, look, you need to, you know, the bank might say you could have 6 months of payments or 3 months of payments. I feel like most people should try to have a year of payments put aside, because you just don't know what's going to happen. You know, life is a roller coaster.
That it is. So you do have the FHA 203K. Within that, under that title, are there different types of loans? Are there more specific, specialized loans, narrower, broader?
There are. Well, the broadest is this 203K, but then there's a 203KS, which is a streamlined, where someone only has like $35,000 worth of repairs they're doing. But if they had a foundation that had to be fixed, or they had a lot more work, they could not use that particular product. So this one really encompasses a bigger scope of what, you know, can be done. And everything, of course, has to fit within whatever the zoning is. The HUD inspector, like let's say three items on that list were done with this product, the HUD inspector goes in, inspects everything, says that it's okay, but it's not just about the HUD inspector. Before the loan ever got approved, an appraiser had to come in and say that the market value of that house, once all the modifications or renovations are done, would be X amount of dollars. Now, some people have come to me with the 203K product, the renovation, and they've said to me, well, Annette, you know, bought the house for $400,000, bank loaned against $685,000 because that's what the value will be. Now I decided I don't want to do certain things. Well, now you got to get a new appraisal. You got to get the HUD consultant to modify everything. And then if there's any money left over, they're not getting that money back. The money rolls back into paying down the principal of the loan. So the loan balance becomes bigger. But they're not, you know, allowing people to borrow all this money and then kind of abscond with the money if it's not used.
Right. So this sounds with this streamlined loan, you could probably buy a pretty nice house, but maybe you wanted to do, maybe it was in need of windows and siding, and that was $25,000. That sounds
right.
Like the type of loan that you could get here. Well, you know, it really sounds kind of too good to be true, 3.5%, and be able to roll a lot of these costs into the mortgage. Of course, as you point out, it's you know you do end up with a bigger mortgage, but you still end up with money in your pocket. So you have to weigh the importance of that. So how do you get then involved? What is your role in assisting people with these applications?
So I'm a loan originator. My NMLS number is 67606, and I work for Fort Funding, and their NMLS is 39363, and they are mortgage brokers in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and mortgage bankers also in New Jersey, and I just have to say that as a disclosure. And basically what I do is I look at the whole picture and analyze the amount of money a person has. Again, like with this particular fellow, he said to me, Annette, you know, I'd like to be able to buy other properties. I guess I'll do that in a few years. So I looked at his whole situation and I said to him, well, you know, if you wait five more years, he happens to be buying in the borough of Brooklyn, but he may even go out to Long Island. The thing is that, you know, over time in general, properties tend to go up by an average of 4% per year. So if you're looking at even a low-end $500,000 property in, you know, 5 years, now it's over $600,000. So it's this constant catch-up. So by being able to, let's say, do his first primary residence, I now freed up all that other money. So in a quicker fashion, he can now go and buy that next investment property, get the depreciation, and as long as the person has the income to write it off against, then that makes sense. So sometimes it's done for cash flow. Other times it's done because people just don't have the money to do the renovations and they want to buy new. But a lot of times they buy new, the taxes are higher on the property. And people don't realize when they buy new, a lot of things aren't always there. People, when they have houses or properties over there, add a lot of things, or you want certain things that a house that was already built, not a custom-built house, because that's a different loan, right? So if a house is already out there on the market, you know, it might not have all the other bells and whistles that you wanted to add. And so that's why I would then point them to this type of a product as opposed to either a conventional loan or, you know, depending on if they're a senior, it could be a reverse mortgage. Maybe, you know, they're over 62 and they can't afford payments on a regular mortgage and they're not going to qualify. Maybe a reverse makes sense if they can afford to continue to pay the taxes, insurance, and upkeep of the home. So my job is to look at the person's situation, to know multiple products, know multiple lenders, and then try to show them different products and help them to make their decision. I don't make the decision for them, but I try to give them enough knowledge in the different products to be able to make a decision that works for them. And the other thing is, on the 203K, they're paying a mortgage insurance premium because that's how that particular product works. But, you know, if rates happen to drop or a year from now or after they do all of this work, a lot of times, you know, they finance for one amount and it ends up appraising sometimes for a higher amount, they might even then be able to turn around, refinance, get rid of that mortgage insurance premium, and perhaps even a little bit of a lower rate, because an FHA product does tend to have a little more expense to it than a conventional mortgage might, because there's a lot of other benefits coming along with it.
Now, could you say that there's a certain profile of buyer, borrower who is looking for these 203K loans, or is it
sure.
Is that hard to define?
No, I mean, it's a lot more lenient than a conventional loan. The credit scores tend to be a lot lower and can vary from bank to bank. And what we call the debt-to-income ratio, which is the person's total outstanding, let's say credit card debts, car loans, mortgage payment, insurance, taxes for the house, et cetera. The debt-to-income ratios are a little bit higher on this type of a product as opposed to a conventional. So that means it's easier usually for someone to qualify for this type of a mortgage than it might be. You'd have to have a better, more qualified buyer for a conventional loan than you have to have for these loans. However, that said, a lot of people make the misconception that this is for people then who don't have good credit and yada yada. I've had people who have great credit, but like I said, they understand that in certain markets, the power of being able to leverage their money, buy another property perhaps, or keep that cash flow. So it all boils down to, you know, what's their method? What are they trying to achieve?
Well, we have only a few minutes left, Annette. Why don't you tell our few listeners, I was going to say viewers, but since we're on the radio, we don't have too many viewers, unless you're some transcendental power, how they can reach you if they have further questions about 203K loans.
Sure. The best number to reach me on is my cell phone number, and that number is 347-291-7479. And if they want to call us toll-free, the number for Fort Funding, which also will come directly to me, is 877-228-4404. And that's pretty much what I have for you.
Well, that was great. I mean, you're very knowledgeable on the products, and I think what sets you apart is the groundwork you do ahead of time, to find out what fits the client, and your advice to get the client the right product for whatever goal they want to achieve. And I think that sets your service up above and beyond. And coupled with the fact that I don't think too many borrowers are familiar with this type of a product, and you are, makes it all that much more important.
I agree 100%. And one last thing I just want to say for our listeners is that you can actually use this on a 1-4 family home as long as you live in it as your primary residence. So now that gives you the ability to have more income to be able to qualify for that bigger mortgage. You go up to 4 family, you can get a loan over $1 million as long as you have the income to qualify, but you're able to use 75% of the rentals for your own personal income toward qualification. So it does have a lot of benefits to it.
So 1 family up to 4 families, provided the borrower lives at the property.
Right.
Okay. Well, great, Annette. We appreciate you coming on, explaining this product. Not too many people know about it, but it is a phenomenal-sounding product, 3.5% down, and rolling all these costs, and it doesn't get much better than that.
I appreciate, Bob, you having me on the air with you. And again, if I can help those listeners, my cell, 347-291-7479. Thanks, everyone.
Right. Thank you, Annette. Well, this concludes tonight's radio program. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio for hosting our show, and thanks to our guest, Annette Fisher, a certified senior advisor and loan originator who's 203K Renovation Loans, for sharing her insights with us. This is How's New York signing off. God bless Brooklyn and all of its people. Wishing you a good night and a good morning and a good afternoon. I am your host, Robert Howe.
Like the folks you meet on, like to plant my feet on the Brooklyn Bridge.